Let's go now to New Orleans, where people have been anxiously following every development. NPR's Kathy Lohr stopped in at an oyster house where people had just heard that the oil was no longer gushing into the Gulf.
There's a bit of excitement at Bourbon House, but its temper after nearly 3 months of waiting. Larry Brooks shucks oysters behind a giant marble oyster bar. He says many in the city have lost jobs or had to cut hours because there aren't as many oysters to serve.
Well, we loving the fact that it stopped, you know. We could just hope for the best and hope they can get it all cleared up and we could just keep shucking.
One of the floor managers at the Bourbon House, Henry Soviak, says people have been on pins and needles, worrying every day, and he's not convinced it's over. After all, he says BP has made so many other efforts to cap the well, and those failed.
Let's give it a while, but I'm relieved right now. I'm not happy by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm relieved. I hope that this is the fix. I hope this is what stops all that oil, and we can go back to our lives.
So today's news is huge. It really is huge, but we're being cautiously optimistic.
Ewell Smith is with the Louisiana Seafood Promotion and Marketing Board. He's still worried about the fishermen, with 35% of the federal fishing waters along the Gulf closed. Smith also worries about the job ahead, convincing people that seafood from the Gulf is still safe to eat.
It's been an ongoing hurricane for us for 3 months almost. And now we need to figure out what the pieces are so we can start picking them up and putting them back together. And we can start rebuilding our brand for Louisiana seafood across the nation.
Smith says people here are skeptical and tired. Tired of the oil and tired of the promises. And people here know even if the leak is stopped, the cleanup is really just beginning. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, New Orleans.